You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This month, ABC News is telling stories of strength and resilience during one of the darkest stretches in this country's history. We're calling the series America Strong. There are more than 350,000 career firefighters in this country. It's a profession steeped in tradition, with units that have been around for what seems like forever. Because of a change in laws, however, California has had to start from the ground up, creating a new program of firefighters to battle the state's massive blazes. It has meant a hiring frenzy at Cal Fire, and now intense training is underway for these men and women who put their lives at risk every day. They're in extremely high demand. ABC's Alex Stone spent time with a team of firefighters in the mountains above Southern California.
Saw there and warmed up?
Yeah. Yep.
These firefighters are getting ready for battle, Sherry.
All right, guys, bring it in.
These are Cal Fire's newest firefighters, men and women on the front lines of the wildfire battle here in California, doing the hard labor, building fire line, face to flame, saving communities.
Today we're going to do some more training on the climbing program. We're going to be taking out this sequoia here.
With the chainsaws running, this team, members of the Pilot Rock Hand Crew, is learning how to climb trees and cut off dead, beetle-ravaged tree limbs, and how to completely take down giant redwood trees, a necessary skill while battling the wildfires ravaging the West.
Get a utility line ready over here.
It's critical training in this dangerous year. California is tinder dry in the grips of a drought. Flames have been exploding. These are the teams sent in to stop the walls of flames. Cal Fire Captain Jacob Ching puts on a bunch of safety gear and climbs his way up, showing the all-male crew how to bring down a tree.
And it's a big eye-opener, and some of them will take cap. I've never done anything like that, and it's fun to see that look on their face, like, whoa.
The work they do is incredibly dangerous. In the next few months, they'll likely battle extreme conditions when the notorious dry and hot Santa Ana winds blow here, creating a blowtorch like I've described on so many wildfires in recent years.
I'm in a mobile home park right now where there is fire all around us.
But this year is different, not only because conditions are so explosive and dangerous, but Cal Fire is in the middle of changing how things are done. California has long relied on low-threat inmate firefighters to do the hard labor, some of the most strenuous work of digging fire line to stop flames, using hand tools to dig down the mineral soil to take away any fuel for flames to burn. But this year, because of controversial criminal justice reform rules, many of those inmates have been let out, and Cal Fire doesn't have the inmates to rely on any longer.
We are starting off fresh, and we can pick and choose some things that other agencies don't necessarily specialize in.
Like what they're doing here, climbing and taking down trees. Captain Brandon Davis is leading this crew. Cal Fire has been on a hiring blitz. Instead of inmates, they'll now have full-fledged paid firefighters doing the work. They're known as Type 1 firefighters. Commanders say they're blown away by how many men and women want to become firefighters. It's a mix of backgrounds and ages. Sam Schroeder is 27 years old. He has a fiance and joined this new team.
Fire is pretty much that's my goal. It's my livelihood.
Even though as a wildland firefighter, it means he now goes days and sometimes weeks without seeing his fiance or other family. He and the rest of this team know that during the summer and fall, they'll work almost every day with very few days off.
The way that someone calls you on their worst day and you show up and you can make it somewhat better. You know, just I've always been more of a helping hand to people, and I feel that this job allows me to do that.
You ever get scared out there?
I do, but I mean, every day something scary happens, but you just got to push through and, make sure everything works out.
Also on this team are some former inmates who did their time in prison. They were paid $1 a day to fight fire. Now they make a salary and they have benefits. They're firefighters now in the Cal Fire uniform. Michael Chapman is among them.
Pretty happy. I left the Forest Service to come to Cal Fire.
Yeah, why?
In all honesty, it's the retirement, the benefits in the long run. So I'm married with the kids, and this helps out. I'm able to financially support my wife and keep a roof over our heads.
Even though it means he's gone and battling flames for much of the year and facing danger every time that call comes in.
Every day you wake up, you never know what's going to happen. Same with the fire. You might be able to try to predict it. Never be able to.
Carlos Iniguez was also an inmate firefighter. He spent 10 years in prison. He's free now, giving back by joining this team as a firefighter. That tiny inmate salary, now much higher.
Yeah, $1 a day now. Now I'm getting paid, you know. I'm getting paid well, let's just say that.
Yeah.
This team lives right here on site. The old inmate grounds are being changed into what they call a fire center. The inmate rooms are being turned into dorm rooms. Once done, they'll live and work right here for months on end. For now, they live together at housing a few towns away.
And, you know, so far so good. I've been a part of the team now, and I've developed friendships with a lot of the guys here and my captain, so I'm happy. I'm in a good, comfortable, happy place.
This new firefighter program has taken a lot of work to get off the ground, but Battalion Chief John Heggie says Cal Fire has been blown away by the response of people who want to do it.
We're really excited about the program. It adds a level of functionality on the fire line that you don't get with the inmate fire crews. It really adds a lot to us on an operational standpoint to be able to do something more advanced with these firefighter crews.
Right now, Cal Fire has a dozen crews on duty with a plan and budget to hire more firefighters in the coming years.
Truthfully, they're seeing a lot of fire. They are a valuable resource. We're using them up and down the state.
Back at the fire center, Captain Brandon Davis is trying to get his new team to trust one another, to make them a true team working together.
All right, let's get this limbed up. We'll get the chipper over here. We'll chip everything out that direction.
Firefighter Michael Chapman says they are becoming a team.
It's been going beautiful. We're all coming up together. We're all growing together, becoming a stronger unit. So our crew cohesion's there. Our camaraderie is there. We can only go up from here.
He says working together this fire season will mean life and death.
It's very important. And if you don't have that, it's not going to work. You have to be jiving to make sure your job's smooth.
And you guys are coming together now?
Every day. Every day. If we see somebody down, we talk to them.
It's really a mixed bag of people that we're seeing that are participating in this program. And really, they all bring something to the table.
And this year, especially with it being so dry, these firefighters are the last line of defense to stopping destruction of cities.
These are the guys that wanted to come and try the hand crew life out. And a good bunch. Great bunch to have. And they have the work ethic and just willing to learn.
With the Pilot Rock Hand Crew in Crestline, California, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
All month, you can hear and see more stories like this one wherever and however you find ABC News. America Strong is on the radio, on TV, and online.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.